Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting third. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Andre Thornton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ron Dunn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Dedor. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Tom Dedor. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Larry Lintz. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Davis. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting seventh. The catcher, Barry Foote. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mike Torres. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Mike Torres. And now, play ball. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger takes first base on ball four. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. Kessinger moves to second. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kessinger scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Lintz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lintz is called out on strikes. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton strikes out. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Dedor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dedor takes first base on ball four. Dunn moves to second. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0-for-1 in the game. Munday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lintz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton strikes out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty takes first base on ball four. Jorgensen moves to second. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Jorgensen moves to third. Two outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Kessinger hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thornton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0-for-1 in the game. Lentz takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lentz. The throw from Swisher and he is safe. Lentz steals second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground for an out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Madlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Swisher strikes out. Two outs. Ron Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dunn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dunn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dunn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Singleton moves to second. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dunn scoops it up and throws to first, with Detour covering, for the out. Singleton moves to third. Two outs. Barry Foot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foot is 0 for 1 in the game. Foot strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Detor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Detor is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Detor hits a fly ball into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0 for 2 in the game. Monday hits a line drive into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Torres fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. One out. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Lentz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Detor fields it and throws to first for the out. Torres moves to second. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Torres moves to third. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Torres scores. Foley moves to third. It's Cubs, 1, Expos, 1. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dunn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardenal. The throw from Foot and he is out, Lentz applying the tag. One out. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Madlock is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Cromartie hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barry Foot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foot is 0 for 2 in the game. Foot hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs won, and the Expos won. The Cubs will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-2 in the game. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Dunn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dunn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dunn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dunn scoops it up and throws to first, with Detour covering, for the out. One out. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornton scoops it up and throws to first, with Detour covering, for the out. Two outs. Larry Lentz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lentz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Lentz takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lentz. The throw from Swisher and he is safe. Lentz steals second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tom Detour is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Detour is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Detour hits a fly ball into left field. Cromarty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 0-for-3 in the game. Monday hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lentz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Willie Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Davis hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ken Frayling now pitching. Ron Woods pinch hits for Ken Singleton. Ron Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dunn fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dunn. Davis moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into right field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Bailey pinch hits for Warren Cromarty. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Davis moves to third. Woods moves to second. Barry Foote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foote is 0-for-3 in the game. Foote hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Davis tags and scores. Woods tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Expos. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bailey moves to second. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish is walked intentionally. Oscar Zamora now pitching. Mike Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Torres bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Woods now playing left field. Tony Scott now playing right field. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 0-for-3 in the game. Madlock takes first base on ball 4. Morales moves to second. Dale Murray now pitching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a fly ball into right field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morales moves to third. 2 outs. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 0-for-3 in the game. Swisher hits a fly ball into center field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 2, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.